What is your next step? Journey with Reiki. Close your eyes and take some deep breaths. Place your hands in gassho and focus your attention on the space between your palms. And breathe. Feel Reiki activating in your hands, in your heart, and place your hands comfortably on your body, giving yourself Reiki. And take some deep breaths. The beautiful light of Reiki is here in the center of our circle. And the brilliant beings of Reiki are here, the illumined ones. The light of the earth is rising through you, and the light is filling your breath. And as you breathe in the light within you wakes up, and your heart light shines. Hon Cha Ze Shonen, Hon Cha Ze Shonen, Hon Cha Ze Shonen. And you notice as your heart light shines, it's shining out in front of you and behind you on each side. Your heart light is shining out above you and below you. And you begin to perceive the world through this light. Hon Cha Ze Shonen, Hon Cha Ze Shonen, Hon Cha Ze Shonen. A beautiful bridge of light appears in front of you. And you decide that you would like to cross to the other side. The brilliant beings of the light are here to guide you. And there's a feeling of celebration here, gladness, that you are finding your way onto this bridge and into these enlightened realms. So you step onto the bridge of light and you can hear the voices of angels. And the sounds of their voices begin to dissolve those ways and worries of the world that can try to cover your light from your own view. Light from the heart of God is shining all around you. And you notice the light shining on the waters of the river of life flowing under the bridge. And the light is reflecting beautiful prisms of color all around you. The prisms of color and light are flowing into your eyes all the way to your soul. You continue walking across the bridge, and you find yourself in the most extraordinary place. All there is love here. You You see a pathway that's leading along the river. And it's so very beautiful. You feel guided to follow the river. There are flowers growing on the riverbanks. You can hear the sound of the water flowing. There are sacred mountains off in the distance. And everything here is filled with life. You see a pillar up ahead, and on this pillar is a goblet. And you know the goblet is for you. The goblet is filled with the river of life, the living waters. And you take a long drink. Waters flow into your body, hydrating every cell of your body with liquid light. Great golden beams of light are shining all around you. And your perceptions begin to increase. You continue along the river for a while, until you come to the perfect spot on the riverbank to sit for a while. It's a warm and beautiful day. And you remember now that you came here to listen and to ask your questions, to discover for yourself what is your next step on your path. Light is shining on the waters. You can feel the light calling you now. And you follow the light and you listen for your answers. What is your next step? The light is guiding you. Decide now to follow the pathway back towards the bridge of light. And you take this time to say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to listen and to receive guidance. And you find yourself crossing back over the bridge and merging with your body, bringing all your thoughts with you, your insights, your inspiration, your ideas, physically into your body and into your thoughts. And when you feel ready, and bring yourself back into the room, open your eyes, and begin with your intention mapping. And Kim, go ahead and keep doing what you're doing while we're talking. Anybody want to share? You guys were writing pretty fast and furiously there, so. Yeah.
I do a fair.
I watched Say Hey Ki twice this morning in sessions that I did. It actually, I watched it take like almost, it, I would say it would have looked like what your mapping looked like, where, you know, both of these people had such extreme things to solve, like very real world, I need solutions for all of these varieties of areas. And I watched Reiki come in and Say Hey Ki specifically, that higher consciousness come in, and it literally put each one into a file. And the file almost looked like, you know, those cardboard magazine holders. It would look like, okay, this particular problem that needed to be solved is here, and it's filed. And then this one is filed, and this one is filed, and this one is filed. And it took them all and put them into priorities so that the people could then take what was scattered thought and go into one file at a time, look at where they needed to be with that file, and look at where their solutions were. The solutions start in the divine, and then they come into the practical. So there's even two questions right there. What are the divine solutions, and what are the practical solutions? And Say Hey Ki specifically did that. It was very clear. So I love the way that works, because sometimes I see it working and they know that question's going to get asked, and it comes through and says, Say Hey Ki does this. So it not only sorts through it, and then in a session yesterday that I was working with, the words came through that Reiki, and in this case it was specifically Holy Fire Reiki, solves problems by revealing solutions. Where's the problem? What's the solution? So the revealing the solution is the focus. Revealing the talent that solves the problem is the solution. And that's what I watch Reiki do, is it focuses your attention on those higher qualities. It focuses your attention more on revealing what that higher quality is than it does on what is the problem. So it'll take your focus right out of, oh, okay, I do need to notice this. This is real. So it's not going off into some lofty idea that these things aren't real and you're just not going to notice them and you're going to float through life, because we go through stages of life where things are very real, the issues are very serious, they need solutions, people need healing, they need empowerment, you know, you're going through all different things. So it has to also come into very real world practical solutions. How is it useful in your daily life? And it keeps saying over and over again, because your spirit, that part we keep trying to get to and thinking it's somewhere else out in those higher realms, it's saying, no, your spirit's living your daily life. It's living these daily issues. Your spirit, even though it's whole, it is that full enlightened self inside you, it's still living today. And so it takes you into what are those solutions for your day-to-day. And that's what I find for Reiki, and we've been talking about so much, is how do we utilize these tools for our day? Because it's real, we're living real-world lives. We all have real-world situations, issues that we're working with. So this is just, again, when to recap, what we're talking about is methods of spiritual research. So this is one method, and we're going to go over a variety of methods. Next month, I'm really excited about it, we're going to do vision boards. Can you go run and grab my vision board real quick? So in case you haven't seen these. And by the way, so that you know, we will be try to be timely for ending class. We just have a lot to talk about. So, but I am aware that it's late and a lot of you have been up since 4:30. Me too. Oh, and Sue too. Yeah, we're all 3 o'clock. We're all very early risers. So I am aware of the time. And just so you know, that that's not something I plan to be consistent, that we'll run late every time. But anyway, next month, we're going to be working with vision boards. And so if you have images you want to bring, bring some that are, you know, that they're calling to you. But if you don't have your own images, this whole house will be filled with images that you can pick from. I've got them. I have all the materials. Everything will be here for you to use that. And this is going to be another tool for you to discover your next step and your intentions, your questions, the things that inspire you. And when I did this, I didn't start with any kind of a plan. It's the images slap on the vision board, and then you read it afterwards. So we'll be going through a series of tools and how you specifically use Reiki tools to develop your intuition, to research so that you can find your own inner guidance, your own inner authority, to understand what your particular solutions are for your daily life. So this was one method of research, of going through that journeying, cross over that bridge of light. It's completely okay that you went somewhere else or had a completely different experience, as you guys saw. It actually guided you where you needed to go, not where you thought you were instructed to go. And that's so important, to just get to where you can just let it go and use this intention mapping. I happen to love it because I'm not a very linear person. And so almost the opposite of, like, I just start and then I organize. So the other way around. And so this works really well for me to just be able to chicken scratch, and I don't have to think about it. So practice with it and try it. But also, you may have your own methods of finding your answers, your own methods of thinking about what your questions are and how are you finding the answers to your questions. And as you guys know, oftentimes they show up at the least expected times. Sometimes a friend walks up and says exactly what you need to say, you need to hear. I had a really good one. I'll just tell a quick story. I was driving up to Seattle, and I had just some miserable circling thought going through my head. And you know how you get stuck, and it's like, ah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, please just stop. And I couldn't get my mind to shut off, and it was driving me crazy. So I used Say Hey Key. I'm like driving, going, okay, say hey key, help me change my mind. Yeah, thank you. And all of a sudden, a car pulls up beside me to the right, pulls over in front of me, and it has a bumper sticker on it that said, don't believe everything you think. And boom, it just switched my thoughts. Well, today, I heard that same, somebody said that that's what they would put on a billboard if they could teach people, because so often, we don't even know what we believe. Sometimes we just believe because we were taught. That's that outside authority. And so this is coming in to help you investigate and research your own personal beliefs from your inner authority. So this is just one tool that can help you do that.
Two, technically.
Two tools.
The journey and the intention mapping.
Oh, yeah. And also the discovery of your intuition. Mm-hmm. And that's the other part we hope that will really develop for you through these months, is a really great understanding of how your particular intuition works. And so that you can engage in a relationship with your own intuition. Okay? I can hear them all thinking, don't ask any questions. Yeah. No, go ahead. Sorry, Kim, I shouldn't have said that too soon.
Yeah, I'm ask questions in the Facebook group, right?
Yes. Okay. Oh, thank you. Yeah, so we have our Facebook group, and that is a closed group, and we're still trying to figure out how to make that happen so that, because like I had somebody yesterday request that wasn't part of our group, so somewhere they're able to see that this group is happening, but they can't read what's actually in it. So it is a confidential group that will just be all of us. And so we can talk to each other on Facebook. I will go ahead and send out an email with a roster with all of our contact information. So if you do want to be in touch with each other between the month, then you've got that available too. Also, we may see you guys at Reiki Circle as well, first Tuesday of the month. And you're always welcome to email me, call, be in touch, however that works. And the recordings.
Yeah. Nice. Would you be able to isolate just the meditation bridge part?
I did.
Just send it separately?
Yep, I did. Yeah, I try to isolate all the different recordings. Now, I did leave the intention mapping in that, but it starts at the bridge, and then you can listen as long as you want. Yeah. I do. Yes, I have. I take people over the bridge a lot. I've been trying to teach that method of practice for a long time. And now with this empowerment phase coming in, I think I will be teaching it even more strongly. Yeah.
And you don't necessarily, need the meditation. If you're doing Reiki in a session or just doing Reiki for yourself, you can cross over the bridge of light, and that's going to take you to divine realms. And so if you feel called to do that, definitely feel comfortable doing that on your own as well.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you need to listen to it. I mean,
yeah,
you can.
It can be helpful, but you don't.
Yeah, it can be helpful, but you can pop over that anytime. And you can use Honcha Zei Shonen, and you don't have to see yourself physically crossing over the bridge. You can land where you want to be. I just find Honcha Zei Shonen gives me an activity that is like Robin was talking about counting. For me, as I'm walking over that bridge, I feel my kind of body self dissolving, and I get over there and I'm in my light self. And so it's just an easier practice, but that's individual. And we'll be doing more than this one way, so you'll have all different ways to choose from that may work for you. Okay. Did you have a question?
No.
Oh, you can go ahead.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and open the circle. And if you have questions, we are happy to stay and answer those. So go ahead and just close your eyes for a moment. Actually, let's stand up and do it.